tine problem ne government ye Zambia, and I would like to say it looks like this is a fundraising campaign about it. To start with, vanopa driver 90 days kupinda mu Zambia, and 90 days izodzi hadzikwani. It's 90 days vanopa per year. You find a driver anoita maybe 12 trips per year into Zambia, and on average, due to ma delays arimo mu Zambia imomo, just kuti apinde a clear his cargo, it takes more than 5 days. That's the cargo that is destined for Zambia, and we are not looking at the cargo here return load. Now you find good ma days wire akwani. That's the first thing. The second thing, kana ma 90 days wire apera, this has left my drivers are prone to corruption iri kuitwa nema immigration officials. I have it on record kuti ma officers, especially at Kazungula, kuti vasitembe passport yako, they will be charging you about 400 kwacha as a driver vasinga kuverengeri ma days ayaya. But it's unfortunate kuti uchinga wabhadhariswa pa border that 400 kwacha ne 10-15 kilometers from the border, unowana paine roadblock. Pa roadblock ipapo unowana paine another immigration officer achatanga kukuverengera ma days futi.
Mati mamboidzo here kugara pasi muchitaura nehurumende yeZambia.
When we try and engage the authorities vari muZambia, they ignore our pleas. Saka takatozosvika pakuona kuti no, the best route to go ndeyekuti timire. And we have decided as drivers kuti is gonna be an indefinite stoppage until they listen to our requests and to our pleas.
Kwayo makambani anoshandirwa hakwanise rokunga ariwo anenge achibhadharira vashandi wawo mari dzekuti vange vachipinda munyika iyi.
Makambani is they employ people from different countries, and I as a Zimbabwean driver will be requested to pay a transit permit. Kambani ichasvika pakuona kuti no, this driver watinai wekuZimbabwe uyu is probably an expense because of the expenses anosangana nazo pa border reZambia. Why don't we just take a Zambian driver asinga badariswi these charges pa border? You know, we've got a lot of drivers. We have already lost their jobs because of this transit permit. Our fellow drivers from Zambia, when they enter other countries like Namibia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Mozambique, they are not subjected to the same laws and they are not required to make the same payments that these drivers are required to make when entering Zambia. It's actually unfortunate.